stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
Quick question for your listeners. This goes back to some exchanges I've had on the podcast before about bringing real world expertise into games. So I had a little bit of banter with Menyon about not really wanting to know about historical ninjas, which was largely, of course, in fun. But it has made me think about. Oh wow! We've had a beautiful, beautiful sunny spell, and now we've got really big heavy raindrops pouring on me in the garden. Oh yeah, they're massive. Might have to go back indoors to certainly get under some shelter. But yeah, what I've been thinking about, is the role-playing game session enhanced by real-world expertise? This also links to a conversation I've had with the Worms about what we might do in our next episode about making combat fun and interesting. And I must admit to not being able to think of anything worse than having someone lecture me on real-world sword-fighting moves or on the physics of punching. Do you know what I mean? I want my combats to be exciting, fun, cinematic, to draw on particular genre staples. I don't really care much about realism in those kinds of situations, but it's made me thinking more general. You know, does having relevant real-world expertise to the situation being simulated add to the session? Does it make it more fun? And I suppose I've got a worked example which arises from a Twitter exchange that I'm having about this at the moment. So this will help to make clear what I'm talking about, I think. So imagine you've got a player playing a wilderness themed character, you know, ranger, something like that. And the player is a keen backpacker, mountain leader, survival expert. Does that expertise add to the fun of the game? And if it does, in what way? So I've got some things to think about here. Firstly, does it make the player a more successful player of that character type? You know, will having real-world wilderness expertise give them an advantage? Will knowing how to find water in certain kinds of terrain make their character as a wilderness exploration expert more likely to survive? I can see how that would be fun, and in the old school, there's often talk about rewarding player skill. You know, if the players are more sensible in the dungeon, they're more likely to survive. So maybe this is an extension of that. You know, if you've got real-world expertise to bring in, by all means bring it in, and you'll improve your game, if you like. But I can see problems arising for that. One problem I can see is that this will disincline characters who don't have that real world expertise from playing that particular class. I don't know anything about surviving in the wilderness, so I'm not going to be a very good ranger. And that seems to me to be unsatisfactory, because of course you play a ranger not because you are a wilderness expert, but because you want to play a ranger for a little while. You want to play at being a wilderness expert. So I might be inclined in my game design to design out those kinds of advantages, right? The ranger finding water might be something that we would do mechanically. You know, it's just linked to the ranger's skills. So you do your role. If the role is successful, the ranger finds water. If it's unsuccessful, they don't. And by doing that, you negate the need for real world expertise, in the same way that if your character is a competent combatant, you don't require that your player knows how to chop somebody's head off with a Zweihänder, you know, or knows about the real world advantages of various different weapon combinations. So I kind of think, is it going to make it more fun in terms of advantage in the world? And I think perhaps it shouldn't. But then you've got that question of, okay, where does that kind of advantage start and stop? In a way, I've made my views clear on this before, because I'm against the idea of player skill in games, where player skill means knowing the kind of stuff that's going to keep you alive in dungeons. We talked about this before in relation to, you know, the rogue or the thief and their ability to find traps. Seems to me the player shouldn't be punished if they forget to check for traps, because if this really is the bread and butter of their class, I think we should be able to assume that the rogue or the thief is always checking for traps. But if you do that, and you make looking for traps purely into a mechanical situation that's dictated by the particular attributes of the class, then I think that for a lot of people's old school games, some of the fun is taken out of treating rooms like puzzles. And I haven't got an answer to that. I just raise it as a question. You know, should real world knowledge, and I suppose dungeon knowledge, I was going to say dungeon knowledge isn't real world knowledge, but there's plenty of people who say, hold on, dungeons are a form of spelunking, so if you've got real world spelunking knowledge, perhaps that should be an advantage for you. I don't want it to be. I want the game to be designed in such a way that it doesn't unfairly advantage those few players who happen because of some particular life choices to have real world spelunking knowledge. Does it make the game fun in other ways? I suppose it can make the game fun in that, you know, your ranger's going to find water with a successful roll or they're not. Perhaps the player that has a little bit of wilderness survival knowledge can do a fun narration, can add some interesting detail on how it is that their ranger was able to find water. I can see that maybe. I don't have an answer, and that's why I'm asking the question. But I think it's an interesting question because I do have trouble breaking down. Some people want to say, you know, it's there in Matt Finch's primer, isn't it, for old school play, that they want to make distinctions. Some newer games will do things mechanically, whereas your old school game leaves a lot down to player skill. There's no roll which is going to automatically find your trap for you. There's no persuasion roll. You know, that's all down to the role play and to player skill. And I actually think those boundaries are quite hard to draw. We happen to have drawn that boundary around combat, which must be simulated, and any real world combat knowledge is only going to give you a descriptive advantage. So it may well add to the fun. Your real world combat knowledge may add to the fun if you can, you know, produce a particularly interesting description of how you swung your sword, but it's not going to give you a mechanical advantage that's on your sheet. And we tend to have accepted that division, you know, where real world expertise is not going to help you in combat, but it might help you in other situations. And I wonder if we've drawn that fairly. This is not to say that I think players should have any advantage if they happen to have all kinds of tedious encyclopedic knowledge about different martial arts forms. But I think we maybe draw those distinctions in quite an artificial way. And my inclination is to design out mechanical advantage that might come from real world experience. Although I'm quite open to the possibility that some kind of advantage to the shared experience in terms of the interesting ways that we describe what's happening in the game might be granted by real world expertise. Anyway, I'm keen to hear what people think about that.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter at D_percentile.